Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to Universal Energy's Time to Vibe. This is Anna Bangulin, and it's 2024. Thought I'd hop on here and just shout out a few words about energy and vibration, which is what I talk about all the time, but also because we've been having some issues and haven't had any shows happening. So the question is, what is going on? Anyway, so at some point, I think my cousin Elisa is going to join me. And certainly, if you want to call in, you can. The call-in number is 718-664-9124 while we're live, and that's what we are right now. So, 2024, the question is, how are you going to be in this 2024? How are we going to expand? You know, we talk about that all the time, but my understanding is we have to really embrace or embody the frequency that we want to be in. And sometimes that's not an easy place to be because we've never been there before, right? So I was listening to Regan Hilliard, who is originally a New Zealander. And she's really wonderful. I actually listened to her years ago, and she speaks light language. Very, very interesting stuff. If you haven't heard light language, Google it. It is this very high, I don't want to say high pitch because that usually hurts my ears. This didn't really hurt my ears, but it's an interesting language that a lot of folks speak. And it's almost musical in a way, but it's this beautiful, high vibrational language. And I was listening to her with this language. Well, now she has moved on to helping folks embrace where it is that they want to be. What are your desires? What is it? Because we can talk about it. And this is something that a group of us were talking about Saturday night, is we can say mind, body, spirit. We can say that we know it. We can say that we understand it. And if we're not in that place that we want to be, we're not embracing it. We're not embodying the frequency. So Regan was saying one of the really cool ways to do this is to set an alarm. And you can do it every hour. You can do it just a couple times a day. But set an alarm to stop whatever it is that you're doing. And for 2 minutes, just be in the space of the place that you want to be. And what that means is visualize that place, stop, play some music, get yourself into a high vibrational mode, and really get into, you know, you could do gratitude, you can do appreciation, but what does it feel like to be in whatever it is? So if you are wanting to manifest better health, what does that look like? And what does that feel like? You know, and I know you've heard this before, but really stay in the state. You know, Abraham Hicks states that you can do this for 17 seconds, and it does the same thing that I suggest and Regan suggests. 2 minutes, just 2 minutes. So 2 minutes once an hour, you know, or 2 minutes, maybe two or three times a day, just try it on for size. So what happens is, you know, I'm always talking about the gap work. Gap is something that one of my mentors, Trey Black, said that, you know, when I know I was striving to get my coaching certification, my Reiki Master's Practitioner certification, and he was saying, you know, why do you need validation externally for something that you know you already are? And it resonated. At the same time, you know, you think in your mind that people want to see all these certifications, which honestly no one's ever asked me to see any of my paperwork. So that's, you know, it's like, don't forget to file your paperwork.
Because Anna is a graphic designer, she can make that shit up.
Oh, I could make it up. I sure could. But anyway. Anyway, so, but he said, just put your name and put comma GAP. And it's like, or he said GAW. And I now say GAP, but he meant genius at work. And I say genius at play, because life should be playful and fun. And you are a genius at play. So I always talk about that gap work. So what we're talking about here is bridging that gap between the place that you are and the place that you want to be. And so what happens when you start getting in this state of, if it's health, if it's wealth, if it's wisdom, however you want to be, and you embrace that a couple of times a day, then you will start noticing things, people, opportunities show up, and all you have to do is step into it. And what happens is the more you practice being in this state, the closer you are, and the less of a gap that you actually have between where you are and where you want to be. So you'll just, it's interesting. And personally, I think over the past couple of years, I've actually experienced the very thing. and asking, I'm a person that says ask very powerful questions. So not, don't ask why it happened, but ask what's your gift and whatever the situation is, or ask, you know, show me how I'm extremely creative, or show me how I'm extremely abundant, or show me how I'm extremely funny, or show me how, you know, how am I joyful? Show me that. Show me my joy. Show me. So what happens is the universe listens to you. And when you keep asking these questions, you're actually working a muscle that, like with anything, you know, what is that old term, a practice makes perfect? Well, it's not perfection that we're striving for here. It's just this life that we desire. And I can say over the past couple of years, that's really what's happened, just being in a attitude of gratitude and really noticing where I am. And anytime something really kind of, to me, I don't stay in that place for a very long time. I shift it and move in the direction that I want to go. So I guess the thing, not guessing, but I've noticed it with me, and I can say that's the only place I really have to share with people, is because I have these experiences, and that's kind of what brings me to a space of, I'm not going to say if I can do it, anybody can do it. Because first of all, if you want to move yourself and you have this burning desire to move yourself, to be in a different space or be in a different, it could be an actual physical space. It could be an emotional space. It could be, you know, changing your health. I think health, wealth, and wisdom, because those three are generally what people are after. They're after some abundance. They're either after better health, or they want to know more. They want to be wiser with their time, their energy. And so that in itself is a big deal. Are you joining me now? Yay. My cousin, Elisa. Da-da-da.
Hola. It's so nice to be on the air.
So, Elisa and Liz, what are you guys calling yourself now?
Well, we're changing it around. But right now, it was called the Sum of Us.
Okay, the Sum of Us. So, actually, I'm going to text Liz and see if she'll be
on. She wants to join us.
Yeah. She wants to join us.
So, we've been trying to do our show, our morning show, for like the last couple of weeks. I think the last time we did a show that aired or that recorded, but it was a short show because we really didn't know what was going on, was on the solstice. And so that was a short show because we really didn't even know if it was being recorded, if it was going to even make it. We were just kind of talking and hoping that something was working.
Talking to ourselves.
Well, yeah, because the chat room wasn't working. All the other stuff wasn't working. So
we should see if the chat room's working.
Oh, yeah. Well, we didn't do that either. Sorry. I mean, I think we're just happy to be on the air. So let's see what happens, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to see if you can actually
open that chat. See what's going on. Oh, my goodness.
And are we chatting?
All right. Well, yeah. So if basically Anna was like, well, maybe it's the time of day. I said, it could be, because I couldn't get past, because automatically after I got onto the studio page, the same prompt had come up in pink. The banner came up that we're still experiencing difficulties. But
it's probably the time of day is what I'm thinking.
Well, every single time I logged in the evenings, I was able to do my, well, I didn't have problems. I didn't have to go to the studio because I didn't have a show scheduled. But yeah, I don't know if there's no one doing it in the evenings, but you know.
Yeah, this is, according to Blog Talk, this is prime time right here. So, okay. Anyway, so here's the funny part is that I, for the past couple of weeks, have been talking about getting on the air and talking, having a conversation, and I have a few folks who are going to join me at some point. I'm very, very excited about getting on here. I've met so many wonderful energy workers, and I've reconnected with so many of my energy worker friends, which is great, and they're excited about coming on. So we've got a slew of folks who want to join us and be on the station. We're talking to a few folks who are talking about sponsorships and stuff like that. So that's the really cool part about, I guess, the backside of this. I was actually just telling Elisa the other day that we're supposed to be having some products we'll talk about once we try them and test them. And
yuck!
This doesn't taste like anything at all.
I'm just kidding.
But that's what they want, though. They want an honest opinion. So they're going to be sending us. We have some folks that are going to send us some things that we're going to try out. We're going to talk about it online. But in the meantime, we will talk about all the things that we like to talk about. It's all about energy. And now I think what's interesting is you talk about, like, when we first started these shows and my mindset and where I was and now where I am. And I think the really cool part is that I'm at peace with everything in my life, which is very interesting. And things that I don't want to say frustrated because I don't think I get frustrated with it, but if I don't understand it or I don't know it, like Excel spreadsheets, did I say that out loud? Not an Excel spreadsheet person. And it's something that, if you run a business, you have to create a spreadsheet. If you've got lists of things, most people, now I don't usually, I'll just create a sheet and put things on it.
She spreads her information about it, and that's her spreadsheet.
I doodle the notes. That's right. What I do. I doodle the notes. But yeah, so I'm realizing that there's a necessity there with, especially with our beloved tax season coming up, and I've got to do that with my business because we do business differently now. We don't do business necessarily the old-fashioned way with checks and which, that's what the CPA generally likes. She likes the check statements. And it's like, well, I don't have a check, I got a checking account, but it's like, it's all digital. Yeah. It all goes in and out digitally.
The last time I wrote a check was 20 years ago, maybe?
No, I wrote one a couple months ago. I actually have one account that has checks.
What?
Yeah, it's weird. I know.
That's like having a fax machine. Anyway.
Fax machines are fun. I remember that.
Yeah.
Faxing at 2 a.m. What are you doing up? I don't know. What are you doing up? I don't know. Why are you faxing me? I don't know. Why are you faxing me?
Do you remember sending messages and then realizing that you were getting charged per message?
With a text message? Yeah. I never text messages. I never text message because I always had a BlackBerry.
Oh,
and I didn't know how to do the weird, all the things for the letters, not like now where you can slide. I've watched I don't do that, but I've seen people, they just slide their finger and they make a whole text message. I have
a lot of predictive.
Yeah. I can do recording text messages, but it's funny. I definitely read them before I send them.
I don't do recording.
You don't.
I probably should, but I don't trust it. That's not what I said. And I like using punctuation. So
yeah.
I hate saying period because sometimes I'll write out period and they won't use it. Like, it's not consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. But it's so weird. Like, you're just so used to all that really ease and quickness in life. Like, everything is, it almost is instantaneous, especially from what we were doing way back in the day, the phone on the wall with a 20-foot cord that got all twisted.
The
up.
One phone that you had.
The one
the whole
phone.
House.
Right. I was that weird kid when I was in school. Like, my junior year, I got my own phone line, and I actually had a waterbed. Yeah. And the waterbed had the wood, bed headboard, right? Mm-hmm. And I had screwed the base of the phone in the actual waterbed itself, and so my phone was literally like clamped to my bed, so like if it would ring and I'm laying there, I just had to pick it up and it still had a cord but it was right there, so it was funny. On my own line, I messaged
Marguerite, our friend Marguerite.
Oh, okay.
So she's like, what's the show name? It's under Universal Energy Radio.
It's just, did I call it?
I don't even know.
This was seriously a test. This was seriously a test. So, it's time to vibe. That's what I called it, time to vibe. I don't know. It's like I wake up in the middle of the night and I have names for shows and I never remember them. I should write them all down.
You probably should.
Yeah.
Speak it into existence.
Here
you can't find it.
Well, just dial in. Tell her to dial in. Or is she just trying to find?
She's trying to find it online.
Okay, well, that's good that she's looking on that side. It's kind of cool to have people who listen to your shows. And
what is it? What show that?
Let me see.
episode of the Universe Energy, and it's
time to vibe. Ah! There she is.
Hello!
Hello!
How did you manage to get on Blog Talk?
We haven't been on like, what did I do? You there?
4 weeks.
Yeah, I don't. We're thinking it's the time or something. Elisa told me again that there was an issue. So I just playing around, and all of a sudden I don't even have a description. I just started the show.
Well, that's great.
I know, because
it just has felt so weird because we haven't gone this long without doing a show because you would fill in if she was out of town or whatever. We would always do a show. Like, we would never have, you know, consecutive weeks without doing a show. So when I saw that, you know, you guys had texted me, how did she make that happen?
I was just goofing around, and I said, let me just try it. She says, I've tried it. I tried it. I said, well, let me try it. Tell her I'm putting it on my Facebook page.
Okay.
I'm going to put the link. I'm going to just put on the air. I'll see if I can tag her real quick.
Just say it's a pop-up. Pop-up.
It's a pop-up. Well, you know, sometimes you don't get the message till 2 days later on Facebook. What's on your mind, Anna? I'm on the air.
Yep. Well, this is very encouraging because maybe we'll have no problem on Thursday at our regular time.
or maybe.
That's encouraging.
Any of the same prompts that I did when I logged in after I had already made the show, I scheduled the show, I logged in, and a few minutes, a few seconds, then it's like the same prompt comes down on the banner. I'm like,
I know. I was so like over it.
Yeah, she didn't get that at all.
Okay, so maybe because people are back to work. And I don't know what part of the world they're in. You know what I mean? Because our show is 8:30 Eastern time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and maybe they got their shit together.
Well, Happy New Year, honey.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
There she is. Yay. She made it. Hello. Yeah, so this is the fun part. I'm just, you know, again, this is how it is, because I've been talking about getting on the air for the next couple of weeks, and
hello,
you know, I was like, what the heck? What the heckin'?
What the heckin'?
Let me just do this. Anyway, so how's your year been?
So who else is?
what a year so far.
Oh my,
what a year I'm having.
It's long and drawn out. who else is here besides you and Elisa?
Ravens in chat, and I
oh,
just
great.
Posted.
Oh my God! Oh, you know, and I have to and Marguerite, I really do have to tell you, when Lisa and I would, you know, get on the phone, being so frustrated, and you know, it came up several times. Like, I really know that just to have that presence live, and if Margarita, you know, feels connected to us or comforted or has a laugh with all of the complexities and challenges of, you know, everything that this life is, you know, just what we're dealing with right now. That was really my, the one listener that I felt very invested in. So I'm so happy to hear. You know, that she's with us. That's super important. So Marguerite, so she's in chat, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so guess what? First message of 2024. That's what we're going to be doing.
First message of 2024.
Woo-hoo! The first message of 2024 on the air. Perfect. And what better person than Marguerite?
Yeah, let us know when you're ready, and I'll play the music. And then, of course, you can put...
Yeah, the database is up and loaded. Yeah. I'm ready.
Yeah. There's a bit of a delay, so we'll wait. We'll give her a second. Yeah.
Yep.
So the interesting part is it's really embracing, because I was talking, you know, I was just going on in the middle of the beginning of the show. Hold on a second. Raven, let the conversation, Megan, join the conversation. Okay, she's back in. So I'm not sure what's going on there. So let's see. Hold on.
Oh, maybe
it could be. It could be a blog talk thing. It could be a blog talk thing.
Oh,
so
no,
we are going to talk about changing platforms.
Yeah, we're going to have to. Too bad. Yeah. We were with them for such a long time.
Yeah, we have.
But,
been.
You know, the life is, the constant of life is change. So, you know, it's okay.
Text her and see if she is listening and she wants to pick the first message for her.
Yeah, maybe she didn't hear that part of it.
Yeah, no, it keeps dropping her, I think. So if she
blog talk.
Yeah, she's left.
Okay.
And I don't see her, I think. Yeah, so she tell her we want.
Okay.
Like for her. Raven, we'd like for you to pick the first message of 2024 if you're listening. So let me know when you want to play the music, and then you can say pick, and you can also text Elisa if you want to directly. She's on the phone. Oh, she's on the phone. Okay, so give her time. She's on the phone. Okay, so she's doing something. All right, but yeah, so
she'll let us know.
I've been doing a lot of obviously a lot of energy work and a lot of learning, expanding, growth. Ready. Okay, cool. Here we go.
Okay,
we're going to play the music.
I'm ready, baby. First message of 2024. Yes. Go, Raven. Go, Raven. Go, Raven. Go, Raven. Number associated with this message, first message of 2024 on the air, is number 812.
Nice.
812 is the number. Okay. And here's the message that you picked for all of us, our dear Marguerite. Forgiveness, especially the self, propels you into freedom, compassion, and greater awareness as you are no longer judge, jury, or criminal. I'll read it again. Forgiveness, especially of the self, propels you into freedom, compassion, and greater awareness as you are no longer judge, jury, or criminal.
That's really sweet.
It's a perfect message. No, it's perfect. No, it is sweet because there's a lot, like, you know, you were just saying a second ago, you know, you've been digging deep during energy work. I think we all have. And I think this card is so perfect because we are so incriminating to ourselves. We are so judgmental. And I love that the option is for self-actualization, freedom, compassion, and greater awareness to swap out being judge, jury, or criminal. You know? So let's hear what the 812, how that coincides with the message. Great message, Marguerite.
It's just lovely. Well, we know it equals an 11, but, you know, that 11 master number was brilliant. It's made up of this 8, which is also the number for 2024. That's what 2024.
Oh, that's right.
And when we look at that 8 starting it off, it means this is the culmination of the things that you've already put into motion. And so you're already at that pinnacle of hopefully being able to receive the things you've been working on. That's part of when you say you goal reached, it also means you receive it. A lot of times we don't think about it that way. Well, done it, done, you know, next. But there has to be a receiving part of it. Half the time we've manifested things and we didn't even realize we've done it. So this is saying, you know, what you've put out there, you're manifesting. And that you're creating. We're always creating and recreating. We're creators. We do a lot of these things that we don't even think about it. But when we do have the intention, it's nice to have that recognition. And the middle part is the one. That's the self. So this is all going to yourself. And that was what that message was about, which is, you know, like, stop being such a hard ass on yourself, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And because eights will work really, really hard to get to the goal. And they don't always bask in that glory because they're so goal oriented. But can you imagine a person that's very big on, I'm going to work on myself. And so people like us who are spiritual people, maybe we do a lot of, personal development. We have a lot of ways of looking at ourselves, but a lot of times we try to manage all of it. You know, we try to control all of it. And one of the biggest things is just being able to let that go and to receive. So that's why I think the two on the other side of that is the reminder that as you receive it, then that's also something that you end up giving to other people. You can share, give. It's something that you show to other people. You make that connection with other people. So you're not really operating in a vacuum. You do have other people around you, and you can't take them for granted, and you can't take yourself for granted. But a lot of it is when you are talking about yourself, you know, I think we try to, we don't want to toot our own horn, but then we kind of do, but then we don't. We get a little conflicted with that because we don't want to
the ego in there.
Yeah, we don't want to come off as like, okay, mm-hmm. big stuff. All right, but to be able to show, but to really show yourself in a compassionate light to yourself, it really isn't about the other people, although we make it about what the other people say.
The cats.
Well, it is about the cats because if cats don't like you, something's up. But when you're looking at your assessment, because this is like now we're into a new year. We have usually spent a couple of days assessing what's been going on for the past year, and our place in it, and how we look at ourselves, and then how we talk about ourselves or how we speak of ourselves. A lot of that can be super critical, super judgmental, and then we want to bring that energy into the new year. Like, okay, but I'm going to be better this year. It's going to be a better year, and you forget that you just beat yourself up. So you're already kind of kicking yourself. You're already down, and you're supposed to somehow have the next day be a new year, and you mm-hmm. still feel kind of like, oh, well, but I'm still kicking myself, and, my hamstring hurts from kicking myself. So we have to be able to change that around and see.
Well, that's why I'm talking about embracing the frequency of that in which you want to embrace.
Right.
It's such a different place. It's a mindset to be in. And then the more you do that, even though it may not feel right in the beginning, but the more you do it, you're working that muscle and you'll bridge that gap.
Right.
And close the gap at some point and be in that space that you want to be in. And you've got to work that muscle. And another thing is what I'm realizing, of course, I'm all about, heart brain, head brain, but also now gut brain. And how do we bring those into alignment? Mm. So 2024 for me is, I do my unconscious scripting and working with those three brains in our body so that we're in alignment. Because once you get those three in alignment as well, you're manifesting or you're stepping into, whatever it is that you're desiring in your life. And I think that's a very different. And when I say that, for those of us listening here, understanding energy, vibration, and frequency, we do understand that when we put out this certain vibe, we're going to get this certain vibe back. And that's what, it's not just a hippie thing. It's an actual energy thing. So to me, it's exciting. Like, that message is exciting.
Yeah.
That message is on point exactly for 2024. It is exactly, it absolutely is the way to begin the year. And it's like, okay. And then ultimately it is a master number, but it boils back down into a two, which is co-creating,
Well, yeah. It's collaboration.
Yeah.
It is collaborating and partnership and cooperation. All those things that are the basis of our society, because in a society means more than one person. You don't have a society of one,
right?
Well, Anna has her own zip code of one, but, And that's such a one thing to say, and Anna is a one. Then she realizes she really doesn't do it all by herself. And then oh my God, you have to say hello and thank you to other people. So
I love you.
Exactly. And the thing is, and Raven was talking about, you know, I've been healing from injuries and it all helps me. So even in the healing part, like when something happens to you, a trauma, a physical injury, even if you're detoxing, you know, there are times where you're just going to feel like shit. That's just all there is to it. You're not going to feel good. You're going to have to go through some stuff, because as you let go, it can be very painful.
Mm-hmm.
And also you've been used to a certain level of pain and discomfort that has become the norm. Sometimes it is called, oh, that's normal. It doesn't mean it's optimal. It just means it's normal. That just means that most people have that same feeling. That doesn't mean you need to continue to be like most people. It just means that, yeah, everyone can say, yep, that hurts too. And that hurts too. In my experience, that hurts too. So we've normalized certain things, and we think normal is like, my God, just saying, for you Asians out there, normal is like a C.
In the grading system, yeah.
So if you're okay being average normal, it's a C, then you go about living your C life. But if you want an A life or a plus life, even a C plus, mm-hmm. I mean, we're just going incrementally better and better. It's optimal for you, and
right.
you have to know who you are.
Right.
So having these conversations and realizing, and not, you know, say not giving up when it hurts. It means giving, not even giving up, just saying, oh, you know, my body, okay. I'm
what's
taking,
normal.
Exactly. I'm taking, yeah. I'm trying, mm-hmm. I'm doing steps to take care of me. And there will be other signs that say you're in the right direction.
Yes. Well, that's what I'm saying. When you embrace, even if you're in a lot of pain and you get into that space of, I know what it feels like to not have this pain, and I know what it feels like to, mm-hmm. you know, be able to walk down the stairs without aching, and I know what it, you know what it feels like. So embrace that for a minimum of 17 seconds. I'm saying do it for 2 minutes, do it a couple times, or once an hour, or whatever it is, just be in that space, and at some point you will eventually bridge the gap, and you will be in that space. And so, but it is, you know, we get frustrated because we want it now. You know, I want it now.
I want it now.
Because, you know, and I know I said the past couple of years for me, it's been, you know, allergies and health issues and just so many things that I've been working on for myself and internally primarily, but externally as well. And it's like when you get into this place of understanding that your body is the last resort, basically. And so your body will also hold all of that. All of the you know, it holds the happiness, but also holds the unhappiness.
My body became a resort. I thought it was just a temple. I thought it was
a
temple.
It's a full-on resort.
It's
girl.
A resort now.
Mm-hmm.
We have upgraded.
Mm-hmm. but it's like you've got to get to this place of, I know what it's like to feel good. I know what it's like to be healthy. I know, you know, for me, I've been having like shoulder and wrist issues because I'm on the computer a lot, and it's like I know what it's like not to have that pain. I don't want to say that, but, and at the same time, like, what is that? And I've been doing some, I've been to Western doctors, but I just started consulting more now with naturopaths, and I found an MD that's a naturopath, and he and I were talking about, you know, that pain and that shoulder and what it's related to emotionally, and it was such a great conversation because, and he loved it. He's like, oh my God, you understand energy. He said, because usually my first session with anybody, I'm trying to get them to understand energy, but you get it, you know? I said, yeah, I know this is about all the stuff that I've held in my body and all the things mm-hmm. that I'm wanting to change and shift. And I was just noticing today that actually right now in this particular moment, I am so appreciating the fact I have zero pain in my shoulder.
Yes.
I'm like, this is so, it's weird and good all at the same time because I'm so used to having like shooting pain throughout the day or, you know, and I've been on the computer today. So I know that I've been doing the work and releasing this stuck energy, and it's just so good. It's good. It feels good to feel good, you know, and I know sometimes stuff happens and, you know, like I said, I'm getting nudged. My folks are nudging me. They're like, you know, it's time for you to move in the direction that you really, you know, you came here to do this, come and do, and I'm like, what am I doing? I want to know what I'm doing. all right. We love you, Raven.
Aw.
She's having to head out. So
Okay, good. I'm glad she picked the message. Yay.
Yeah,
that makes it all worth it. That makes it all worth it. Yeah, because I just was like, oh, my God, I know she likes to listen to this show. So, good. So we got to for her. Amen.
Yeah.
We could break off a piece. It's nighttime. It's not 8:30 with coffee. You know, I don't have a cocktail, but I could. But no, we're not going to do that. But that makes me happy that she was able just to dip in for a second. And I'm encouraged by this. I hope that it's what I think it was, that Blog Talk was just sort of that, you know, tech support wasn't awake when we were trying to do the show these last couple of weeks, and that now that we're out of the holidays, that
it
will be in alignment.
It was glitching when I was trying to do the direct connect, and Alicia's like, it's the same thing that was happening to me. I was like, well,
right.
But it was acting like it was calling in, and I just kept pushing. It said, if you want to start your show now, push one. And I kept doing that until it finally clicked in. It's like your show will start. And Alicia, you should have seen her face. Like, what? She's like, I could actually see her.
She must have been shocked.
Like, what?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Totally unprepared. Totally impromptu.
That's the best.
I added the minimal amount of copy and the minimal tags and the minimal marketing that I could absolutely do. And here we are.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a little pop-up.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's good.
That's, you know, my thing is, you know, I need to add a little more structure to this. At the same time, it is about just, I don't know if I want to call it getting a message out, because I know the information that each of us has is very personal, but it's sharing a perspective so that people that do listen to it, you know, will glean something from it. And I think that's the...
Oh, yeah.
And now, too, like, I think the past couple of years have been so a bit introspective and really shifting who I am. And that's been kind of interesting in a good way.
Of course.
Because it's like, I was at my sister's for New Year's Day. Well, I was all over the place, but ended up there and just talking to them. And there's still so much, there's a lot of pain with my sister and her daughter and their relationship. And it's, my niece finally agreed to do some sessions with me. So I'm really excited
that's amazing for everybody.
And
that's great.
Hopefully my sister will jump in there and we'll do a group session or something with the both of them. And I think I believe though, even in conversation though, I think last night there was some healing. For the
both. There's always encoded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's based on, I really feel that just in, you know, having this platform and, you know, with our show, it's just been this structured yet unstructured space. And it's really interesting, Alicia, how, you know, you were, right before all the technical stuff started to happen, you were talking about on the air and off the air about kind of having a more formal structure to our show. And then you said that. You said what you said. And we had these technical challenges. So it's very interesting. It's like a full circle moment. So clearly, you know, we are in some sort of transitional phase. So we'll figure that out. I think it's just going to unfold naturally. But I think what would be amazing, I have a request, and you guys tell me what you think, since this is technically our first official show of 2024. I'm so happy we got to do a show today. Like, even if it's just like a little snip, no, really, because we didn't do, we really, for Christmas and for New Year's, we were just like cock blocked for the gods. Hello. And now, you know, it's after hours. I can talk like this. And now we're all here. So what would be great, Anna, if you could do, I think for the new year, just some sort of like mini clearing.
Sure.
Just something simple. I don't want to impose anything on you, but I think that would be amazing. And whoever is meant to hear it is meant to hear it.
Yeah. Let me give me a second. You almost talk amongst yourselves.
Yes, we'll talk amongst ourselves. So, Alisa, I did make the hop in John, but I did have black eyed peas yesterday with my lamb chops. And yes, and they came out. I did the lamb chops marinated in olive oil, apricot, cilantro, garlic, salt, and pepper. Fabulous. Right. And then like a rice pilaf type of situation with some black eyed peas.
Fancy. Rice pilaf.
Why not? They're fancy. I made a nice. And, oh, my God, it's so crazy. So what I love to do on a New Year's Day, if it's weather permitting, I typically like to take walks. But on New Year's Day, that's the day where, you know, you can't really do too many errands or whatever. Lots of places are closed or whatever.
Right.
So I like to take an especially long walk. So a girlfriend of mine, a friend of mine that I've known since, oh, my God, 100 years, since she's 17 and I'm 18. Like dinosaurs were outside. We had plans to get together. So she lives a nice distance away. And then in her building complex, there's like a indoor courtyard with like a running track, not that we ran, but like we walked around it. And it was just great just to walk and to purge and to, like on my own, I get together with her. I needed to use the bathroom. So I'm like, let me stop by your place. She goes, yeah, come up. Then she introduces me to a friend of hers who I didn't know was going to be there. And it's a person that I had heard of for many, many years. She's heard of me, whatever. So she was an unexpected visitor. So I came up and we got on very well. So then it was time for us to leave, for us to walk around the track. So we escort my girlfriend's friend to her car, and she's like, oh, you want to smoke a joint in the car? I'm like, yeah, sure. So we go in the car. Why not? As one does. It's New Year's Day. It's legal in New York. It's legal. But even if it wasn't, it don't matter. Anyway, but this night, I didn't have to duck and cover as one used to have to do. No duck and covering. But I say all of this because, you know, when you just, you know, you meet somebody, whether you've heard about them or not, you know, or whatever, but you're meeting somebody for the first time, and they tell you all their business.
Uh-huh.
Okay, bitch, in less than 5 minutes, I heard that she was sleeping with the electrician at her job, and that he ends up sleeping with her daughter.
What?
And, yes, but then the thing is, the daughter told her mother because she's like, okay, it's like, oh, my God, I'm sleeping with me from your job, not knowing that he had slept with her mother.
Oh, my
God. Okay? Wait, and then this guy is married. All right? He's married.
And then
on Facebook Messenger, this woman gets a message from his wife saying, oh, my God, I'm mortified. I just found out my husband slept with your daughter. Hello. Ah. Not knowing. And this is what I'm hearing into, like, New Year's Eve. Bitch, I don't know you. Like, okay, I will probably hang out and end up friends with this woman. That's not the point. That's not the point. I just met you. And like, it's so amusing to me. Like, I'm sure we'll end up being like the best of friends. Maybe, maybe not. That's not the point. But I just think it's so funny. In 5 minutes of hearing the fucking story.
Wow.
Like, okay. So then she leaves, walk around and talk to my girlfriend. And I'm like, let's go get a Diet Coke and some french fries because I don't have to walk home. So we go. So they're on our way to go to find a place to have a Diet Coke and french fries. I wasn't really paying attention, so I didn't see that and there's so many crazy, mentally ill, screwed up people, between the homeless people, between the migrants, between, like, New York City is a third world country. It's just, it's an insane asylum. It's crazy. It's crazy. And just because it's New Year's Day, that means nothing. So the freaks are out. And this is like late afternoon. Okay, the freaks are out. So I really wasn't paying attention, but apparently, like, he almost ran into her, or she almost ran into him, but I was trying to get out of the way, not noticing this. Of course, being the polite young lady that I am, I'm like, oh, excuse me, sir, right? And he's like, I'm not going to take your apology. And I'm like, okay, he's crazy. I'm just going to have my bubble protection, keep it moving, okay? So that would have been fine. It happens all the time. I'm a native New Yorker. I deal with this all the time. You bless and release them in your bubble of peace. Nothing happens. You shut it down before anything bad happens. Mental illness or not, I always feel protected. Okay. This hoe, who's not, you know, aligned as we are, she decides to curse in his face. Oh, my bitch, it's amazing. And I said, I understand. And I felt like Mother Teresa coming through. I said, I know you're frustrated, but I'd rather you didn't. It's New Year's Day. She's like, you're right. I shouldn't be doing this. And so I said, don't say you're sorry. It's okay. I understand you're frustrated. Let's go to some French fries now. So we averted the situation, but I thought, oh, my goodness. You know, you have this idea in your head. I'm going to take this long, marvelous walk in this glorious city, which I will love no matter what. It's like Whitney Houston. I will always love you. I will always love you, New York. I don't care. I have to be loyal to my city. But to understand, we have to navigate within our own paradigm of wholeness and to know that this contrast is serving us to go even deeper within. So I thought that was very interesting. So I'm happy to counter that energy with doing a show, albeit later than I thought, but I'm so happy because doing the podcast, it's, you know what I mean? There's something very cleansing about it.
Yeah.
It's like, this is our right. This is our sacred space. It's the eye of the storm because it's crazy out there. And being exposed to crazy for whatever reason is essential to our path of self-realization. So this makes me happy. So if that's cool with Anna, to do a mini clearing to bring in 2024. I think what a gorgeous way to do the first podcast of the year.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm not pulling, I'm not really pulling any of my, in any of my scripts up, but.
No, you do whatever, girl.
We'll just take a few minutes and just be. So
yes.
What we want to do is we want to understand that we live 90% on the in the unconscious mind and 10% in the conscious mind. And the conversations that need to be had is your infinite intelligence or superconscious mind or God mind or whatever you want to call it with your unconscious mind, having this conversation to release and let go of things that are stuck in our cells and our bodies. So that being said, think of it as we go through this little bitty process of anything that's going on coming up and, you know, coming up like a gopher in a like a
whack-a-mole game.
Like a whack-a-mole game or whatever, but you're going to let the,
I
the
love
gopher
that.
Take off and let go. And the divots that are left, you're going to put back and we're going to smooth them over with a feather. And it's going to be this beautiful green lawn, this beautiful green area. And that's basically letting go, that gopher, whatever is going to take whatever it is that's bugging you and let it go. So you can pick a particular issue, but since we're just doing a real quick clearing, we're just going to be in a space of letting go of that doesn't serve you. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right.
Perfect. Sounds fabulous.
So just take a few deep breaths, and I want you to focus on your heart, and you can certainly put your hand on your heart if you'd like to. And we're going to invite our infinite intelligence to connect with us. And in this short clearing, we're going to ask our superconscious mind to connect and to help us rewrite our scripts in our heart, in our unconscious mind, in our body, so that we have better health, better wealth, better wisdom, more. I don't necessarily want to say better, just more health, more wealth, more wisdom in such wonderful high vibrational ways. So because we know that we are in the process of creating truly a new identity for ourselves, something that we're going to step into is something that we've probably not experienced for a long period of time, whether it be health, wealth, or wisdom. Maybe we need to clear some health issues, or maybe we need more abundance in our lives, and maybe we just want more knowledge, more wisdom in our lives so that we can be this person for ourselves and then for our families and those around us. So just breathe. Just fill your heart with big, white, or gold light, or any color you choose, really. And just let it just come into your heart. And this light is going to carry out anything that's not serving you. And you can say to myself, I am in the process of creating my new identity. No matter what my age, no matter what my talents, I am creating the exact person I am meant to be. And just breathe into that. You want to clear out and become more successful in health, more successful in wealth, more successful in wisdom. And you first want to have an emotional or mental successful person. And that's what we work on. Because to become more calm and more relaxed means that you're ready to let go. And as we let go, we're also ready to receive. So we're going to ask our superconscious minds at this time to please take a look at all the parts in our body, all the parts in our cells, all the parts that are wanting to be treated, to come forward, to be treated one by one in the most wonderful way, and allow anything that is not serving us or maybe any issue that you're having right now. It could be, and realize that we're talking about emotions first. We want to clear those emotions, because when we clear those emotions, there is nothing for us to hang on to. We can have the memory, it's all good, but when we clear the emotion, that memory does not control us, that memory doesn't trigger us, and we're going to let it go. So that is, we're asking our superconscious mind, please, superconscious mind, please pull all the parts in alignment for treatment one by one in the most amazing, wonderful way. And know that once we clear and treat all of these parts that want treatment, our pain turns to wisdom, and it's a beautiful thing. And just breathe into the love. And superconscious mind, please allow us to accept and recognize traits within our own inner being that help us become more healthier, more wealthier, more wise, and to let us release and let go of any fear or negativity that keeps us from reaching our goals and reaching and actually living a life that we truly desire. And please do a massive change history and everything after that. Thank you. And superconscious mind, please allow us to recognize traits within our own inner beings, traits that we know are patterns within us and continue to keep us stuck so that we cannot move forward. And we are asking you to allow us to let those go in our unconscious minds so that we open up and we can put in anything that allows us to create the life of our dreams. At this time, if you want to think about what it is that you want to put in there, it is a good time, because once we release and let go, we know that there is an opening, and that opening needs to be filled with something that's beautiful and wonderful. Even though at this time you may not think that you can have that thing that you desire, and every day in every way, when you think about that thing, whatever it is that you want to create, and get in a space of being that creation, being that emotionally, you do bridge the gap of where you are and where you want to be. And you will start seeing opportunities. You will start seeing people. You will start seeing situations for you to step into that actually will allow you to live this dream, this desire. Know that you're continuously developing, growing, and becoming, and that every thought and every suggestion given to your unconscious mind is acted upon. And recognize when you let go of any habits or any words or any ways of being that do not serve you, you open yourself up for more. You open yourself up for more love, for more goodness, more health, more wealth, more wisdom. Superconscious, please see any stuck patterns, any stuck situations, and please allow us to erase those and allow ourselves a massive change history and everything after that. Thank you. Take a deep breath. Just know that you're becoming what you expect to become. So what is it that you expect? What is it that you desire? What will you feed yourself that is good and positive and allows you to have beautiful and wonderful expectations and desires. I'm super conscious. See these beautiful expectations and desires. And please help us shift into those desires and those expectations to be 100% true, because we are letting go and we are ready to receive. And superconscious, please allow us to eliminate all self-defeating thoughts and say to yourself, I am good enough. I am smart enough. I am talented enough. I am valid. And superconscious, please reinforce these I ams of being good enough, smart enough, and talented enough, and validate that which we know we want in our hearts. Know that there is no goal you cannot accomplish. When you believe it, it can become your reality and you can accomplish it. In superconscious mind, please allow us and guide us in all the ways and all these expectations so that we may align with our desires and live the life of our dreams. First emotionally and then physically, for we know that everything happens energetically first and then it becomes matter. Know that you are creating a whole new positive identity and you are loving life and it feels good. Take a few deep breaths. Know in your heart that you're letting go of that which does not serve. And you're bringing in the creative process that will never stop. And tomorrow you will not be the same. It will not be the same as today. It will not be the same as yesterday. You can shift and change. You can change anything about your beliefs, memories, and emotions. You just have to choose it. You hold the key to every situation, for within yourself is the creative power to make yourself what you will. You are a stalk of corn growing in a garden. And your superconscious mind, we are asking for the superconscious to keep the weeds out. Positive thoughts eat positive results. Choose to plant positive thoughts. You will reap the harvest. It is time to mentally see and feel excited about creating that being, and then the physical being will come forth. Allow yourself to breathe out the things that aren't serving you. Breathe in all the things that you desire. And superconscious, please solidify this in our physical realm and do a massive change history and everything after that. Thank you. Okay, we got 1 minute to go.
Thank you. That, you know, that's perfect. Now, is this going to be like in the archives? It's going to be like that because we can find this?
Yeah.
This is great. Great, because this is a good thing to have to listen to. So what a gift. Thank you for texting, for letting me know. This was amazing. And I feel optimistic that we'll be able to do a show on Thursday.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens.
This could just be the time, so we'll just have to see. Otherwise, we're going to do it.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Until we get a new platform. I love you.
That's it. I love you, too. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Oh, thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Love you, Liz.
Love you. Bye. Love you guys. Bye.
To Universal Energy Radio. We should be on again Thursday, 8:30 a.m. live, and then you can also catch us during our podcast. Other than that, you are infinitely loved. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening.